Okay, so if you spend like any serious time online doing research or learning stuff or maybe building some expertise, you definitely know the feeling, right?
Oh, yeah.
You click that perfect link, super specific, just what you needed,
Uh-huh.
and then maybe a year later, poof, website's gone.
Or it's just buried.
Exactly. Or maybe your browser's bookmark list has just, I don't know, exploded into this giant impossible mess you can't even search properly.
We're constantly taking in all this information.
We are. But the ways we save it feels like we're just relying on luck or, hoping the website owner keeps paying their bill.
Relying on goodwill, basically.
Right. So this deep dive, we're dedicating it to flipping that script. It's really for anyone who wants to stop just saving links and actually start strategically archiving their digital discoveries.
Billing something permanent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Today, we are diving deep into Linkace. It's this really powerful self-hosted archive, and it's designed to give you control over your knowledge management, making sure those crucial resources, well, they just don't disappear. And our mission today really is to break down this whole concept of a self-hosted archive. I want to make it super clear so that anyone, like even if you're not super technical, you can understand why a tool like this is just invaluable for organizing things efficiently and crucially for keeping them long term.
Yeah, understanding the why behind it.
We want you to walk away really getting the power of owning your own digital library.
Definitely.
And before we jump in, we absolutely have to thank our supporter. This deep dive is supported by SafeServer. SafeServer helps out with hosting software just like Linkace, and they support your overall digital transformation journey. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Great resource.
Okay, let's get into it then. The world's got tools like Pocket, Instapaper, great
Yeah, they're
stuffs.
popular.
So if Linkace isn't just another one of those read-it-later services, what makes it fundamentally different? And maybe, why is this whole idea of a personal link archive even necessary?
Well, I think what's fascinating here is the shift in philosophy, really. You mentioned Pocket and Instapaper, and they are excellent, for convenience, for quick reading.
Sure.
But Linkace, it's more about curation and permanence.
Okay, permanence.
Yeah. Linkace is, well, it's defined as a self-hosted tool. It's specifically designed for managing a personal link archive. So its core purpose isn't just save for later, it's more like save forever.
Okay.
It exists to save articles, yeah, but
Nice.
also to bookmark useful tools, reference sites, and most importantly, to preserve that web content long term. You're essentially building a robust, personalized database.
So think less like a messy browser tab graveyard.
Exactly. And more like, cataloging your own personal research library, like an academic library just for you.
I really like that distinction. A curated library versus, like you said, a temporary holding cell. Now, this push towards self-hosted stuff usually happens when people feel like the existing tools just aren't quite cutting it, right, for some specific need.
Definitely, there's a gap.
And we know Linkace is an open source project started by Kevin Wablik. What does its community support, things like GitHub stars, tell us about maybe a broader frustration people have with just managing links?
Oh, it tells us a lot. It signals that, fragmentation and things just disappearing online, ephemerality, these are like universal headaches.
Right.
Linkace is released under the GPL 3.0 license, which is great for open source. And it's quite popular. I think last check it was around 3.1K stars on GitHub.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that kind of strong community backing. It's a massive signal that people really want control. And they're willing to, set up their own solutions to actually get it. Plus, it helps ensure the project keeps developing and stays reliable.
Reliability is definitely key there. Okay, let's get practical then. If I decide, right, I'm moving my really important links here, the first hurdle is always organization, isn't it?
Always.
So what features make Linkace genuinely useful for someone maybe like me who manages just a ton of varied information?
Well, the utility kind of splits between organization and persistence. And the organizational features are actually surprisingly deep.
Okay.
First off, it gives you a really clean, user-friendly interface for categorizing everything. You organize your bookmarks efficiently using both lists and tags.
Lists and tags. Sounds simple on the surface, but I guess the implementation is the crucial part.
Exactly.
So unlike my browser where everything just gets kind of dumped together, can you maybe explain the benefit of using both lists and tags together, specifically in this archival context?
Absolutely. Yeah, it sounds basic, but the combination lets you create these research silos almost. Think of a list as maybe a dedicated project, right? Like AI Ethics Research 2024 or My Investment Strategy Ideas.
Got it. Like folders?
Sort of, but more flexible. A single link can actually belong to multiple lists, which is great for cross-project research, you know.
Right.
Tags, on the other hand, they're like that fine-grained metadata. Think regulatory or opinion piece or tool or Python code.
Right, keywords.
Exactly. And this allows for incredibly powerful retrieval later on. If you search for the tag Python, for instance, you'll see every single resource you've ever saved with that tag, but nicely organized by the specific list or project it belongs to.
I see.
So basically creating these like mental pathways through your data, not just throwing words into a void and hoping for the best.
Yeah, that structural organization sounds really powerful. Mm-hmm. Okay, but here's where, for me at least, it gets really interesting. The persistence features.
Mm-hmm, the core value.
That fear of the dreaded 404 error, page not found. That's what drives most people, I think, to look for specialized solutions beyond just browser bookmarks.
Absolutely.
So how does Linkace provide that kind of digital insurance for the links we save?
Right. So it tackles link death, as you called it, on two main fronts. First, it has automated link monitoring.
Okay, what does that mean?
It means Linkace periodically goes through and checks every single URL you've saved in your archive, and it'll instantly tell you if a link becomes unavailable or if it redirects somewhere else or, you know, if the status changes somehow.
So you know immediately if something's broken.
Exactly. You know which resources are decaying right away.
Okay, that's useful. What's the second front?
The second one, and honestly, this is kind of the killer feature for long-term preservation. It includes automated archiving of saved sites via the Internet Archive.
Whoa, okay, explain that.
So when you save a link to Linkace, you can configure it to automatically ensure a snapshot of that page is taken and saved to the Internet Archive's Wayback Machine.
The actual content of the page.
Yes, the actual content. So you're no longer just trusting the original website owner to keep their site online forever. You have a permanent citable version saved externally, linked right from your archive.
Wow. Okay, that is massive. I can see that being huge for anyone who needs serious citations like academics, lawyers, journalists, tracking stories.
Anyone doing serious research, yeah.
That archival capability, it fundamentally changes the link from just being a temporary pointer to becoming like a permanent source you can rely on.
Precisely. It's about building that reliable knowledge base.
Okay, what about efficiency then? If I find a link I need to archive, I don't want it to be this laborious, multi-step process every time.
No, absolutely not. It needs to be quick.
So how quickly can I get good quality info, like titles and descriptions, into Linkace?
Very quickly, actually. They offer a quick save tool. It's called a bookmarklet. You just put it in your browser bar, click it, and boom, the link's saved.
Okay, simple.
Yeah. And crucially, when you save that link, Linkace automatically tries to fetch the title and a description from the page itself. This massively reduces the amount of manual data entry you have to do.
Right.
It gets the link into your system fast. Then you can always go back later and add those detailed tags and assign it to the right lists when you have a moment.
Makes sense. Get it in, categorize later.
Exactly. And just to round out the sort of user experience side, Linkace ships with both a light and a dark theme, which people always appreciate.
Always good.
And it features a really powerful but still intuitive advanced search. You can use different filters, change the ordering, meaning you can actually find that one specific article you saved 3 years ago in like seconds.
Okay. All this functionality sounds incredible, genuinely useful, but we have to address the elephant in the room. For many potential users.
Yeah.
That term, self-hosted.
Yes. The scary part for some.
For a beginner, that just screams complicated server setups, command lines, maybe technical debt. If I'm not a coder, why should I wrestle with that kind of complexity when I could just use something free or cheap, like Pocket or a similar managed service? Where's the tipping point where Linkace is worth that initial, maybe perceived technical investment?
That is absolutely the essential skeptical question, isn't it? And I think the answer really comes down to three key areas.
Right.
Control, integration, and privacy. First, let's tackle that control and complexity point. You mentioned the technical side. Linkace has actually made some pretty significant strides in accessibility lately.
How so?
Well, the complete documentation is there in the project wiki for those who want the deep details. But crucially, they offer multiple ways to install it. Yes, you can do a traditional server setup, or use Docker.
Which is like a container thing, right? Packages it up neatly.
Exactly. Docker is like a standardized package that simplifies deployment a lot.
Hmm.
But beyond that, they also offer things like one-click deployment to the cloud platform.
Oh, okay. That sounds easier.
Much easier. And, you know, since we're talking about making hosting easy, that's precisely where solutions like your support or SafeServer come into play. They can make that initial setup pretty much frictionless.
Right, bridging that technical gap.
They really are trying to bridge it by offering that whole range from, you know, advanced Docker methods for techies down to one-click solutions. They're making sure the barrier to entry is getting lower all the time.
Is there anything for people who want zero technical involvement?
Actually, yes. They even have a managed hosting solution that's currently in a beta waitlist phase. So they really want everyone to be able to access the benefits, especially with the recent LinkAce 2.0 release, which was a massive upgrade.
Okay, so the setup might be getting easier. Let's focus on the benefits of self-hosting then, particularly for maybe the less technical user. If I actually control the server where this thing runs, what do I get that I can't get from just using a commercial platform?
Right. Well, the benefit of control translates immediately and perhaps most importantly to privacy.
Okay.
When you host your own archive, your data is simply yours, period. There's no third party analyzing your reading habits, potentially selling your link data, or tailoring algorithms based on what you research. It's a dedicated private space for your own intellectual property, your thoughts, your collection.
That's a big one in today's world.
It really is. The second massive benefit is integration. LinkAce isn't designed to live in a vacuum. It's meant to be the central hub of your digital research life.
How does it connect to other things?
It has a full REST API. Now, don't let the term scare you. Think of the API as basically the system's digital backbone. It lets LinkAce automatically communicate with pretty much every other tool you might use, like your note-taking apps, maybe your calendar, project management tools.
But wait, I don't have to manually copy and paste links or extract data all the time?
Oh.
My LinkAce library can talk directly to my other apps smoothly.
Precisely. That connectivity is just crucial for anyone doing serious knowledge work. It means you can, for instance, integrate it directly with services like Zapier.
Ah, Zapier connects everything to everything, right?
Pretty much. It connects LinkAce to over, I think it's 2,500 other applications now.
Yeah.
So you can automate how and where your links get archived, trigger actions in other apps. It becomes part of your workflow.
Okay, that's powerful. What else?
Well, tied into control is security and sharing flexibility. Links inside LinkAce can be set as either private just for you or public if you want to share specific resources.
Mm-hmm.
It also offers multi-user support with internal sharing features. So a small team or even a family could potentially use the same instance collaboratively. And for easier access in, say, a corporate or organizational setting, it supports standard protocols like OAuth and OIDC for single sign-on, SSO, which just simplifies the login process by letting people use their existing company credentials.
Makes sense for teams. Okay, one last thing on self-hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Disaster recovery. If we host our own server, we have to think about backups, right? Which often means storing that backup data somewhere else, maybe another cloud service.
Correct. Disaster recovery is absolutely paramount when you're building what is essentially a legacy archive, something you want to last.
So how does LinkAce handle backups?
It supports complete database and application backups to any AWS S3 compatible storage.
Okay, S3 is Amazon storage, but S3 compatible means other providers too?
Exactly. Lots of storage providers offer S3 compatible options. So it means you own the data, you control where the backup is stored, maybe even geographically, and your precious archive is protected even if your main server has a catastrophic failure.
That's reassuring.
And it's worth mentioning, while the software code itself is free and open source, if you do need personal or dedicated support, that's available by becoming a supporter of Kevin Wablik, the creator, on platforms like Open Collective, Patreon, or GitHub. That also helps ensure the project's long-term health, which is important.
Right, supporting the ecosystem.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up a bit. We've covered a lot of ground. LinkAce really seems to transform basic link saving into something much more substantial.
Mm.
Knowledge archiving.
Mm-hmm. That's the goal.
It gives you, the user, absolute control, incredible persistence, thanks especially to that critical internet archive connection, and really powerful research-focused organization through those lists and tags we talked about.
Yeah.
You stop being just a passive link collector and become more of an active knowledge curator,
yeah,
building your own library.
Yeah.
And once again, we want to thank SafeServer for their support of this deep dive. Remember, they're committed to helping with hosting and digital transformation solutions. You can find more information about how SafeServer can assist with your digital needs at www.safeserver.de.
Definitely check them out if you're considering self-hosting. So now that you know you can organize, backup, and permanently archive your links, and you understand the pretty significant benefits of privacy and integration that self-hosting offers.
Yeah.
Well, it raises an important question, I think, for you, the listener. In this digital world where content is constantly vanishing, where your data is often the product being monetized by the platforms you use, what is the true long-term value of actually building and owning your personal digital library? And maybe what important knowledge are you currently trusting to platforms that might just disappear or change their terms of service tomorrow without warning? Mm-hmm. It's probably time to start thinking seriously about your digital legacy, wouldn't you say?